We welcome you as we continue our series on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping kasaderek urang ngalajengkeun deui seri urang kahirupan supraalami nyageurkeun ngalangkungan anugrah-anugrah Roh Suci.
As we move into lesson 8, we're going to be talking about the healing power of God.
Sementara urang majeng kana pangajaran ka 8, urang bade ngabahas ngeunaan kawasa nyageurkeun ti Ilahi.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
Dina hiji Korintus pasal 2 ayat nu kaopat.
1 Corinthians 2:4.
Hiji Korintus pasal 2 ayat nu kaopat.
Paul wrote, "My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit and of power."
Paulus nyerat, bahasa jeung carana ngawawarkeun jauh tinu mata kapincut, wungkul sumerah kapituduhkeun kawasa sareng Roh Suci bae.
Do you believe in the healing power of God?
Nah, saderek percanten kana kapanyembuhan Ilahi.
Do you believe in a demonstration of the power of God?
Nah, saderek percanten ka demonstrasi kawasa Allah.
Paul said that the effectiveness that he had in his ministry,
Paulus nyarios ka efektanana dina ngalayanan,
was not because of his great theology that he had learned at the feet of the great theologian Gamaliel.
Sanes lantaran teologi hebat nu anjeunna mempelajari teologi ageung Gamaliel.
But it was because of a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God.
Tapi lantaran keyakinan dina kegiatan Allah.
Are you ready for a demonstration of God's power?
Nah, saderek siap ku kahiji demonstrasi kawasa Allah.
In Mark chapter 5.
Dina Markus pasal 5.
Beginning in verse 25.
Nuhitan ayat 25.
We have the story of a woman who had a flow or an issue of blood.
Urang ngagaduhan kisah ngeunaan saurang istri nu udur pendarahan.
Mark 5 beginning in verse 25.
Markus 5 ngawitan ayat 25.
It says, "Now a certain woman had a flow or an issue of blood for 12 years."
Dicarieuskeun aya hiji awewe geus 12 taun katerap kasakit ngagetih.
She had suffered many things from many physicians.
Katabib geus sering.
She had spent all that she had, but she was no better, but rather grew worse.
Duit geus beak dibake tatambah tapi batan sager kasakit nanggur namahan.
For 12 long years this woman had been hemorrhaging in her body.
Dalami 12 taun istri tos ngalaman pendarahan.
Every day she grew weaker and weaker.
Unggal dinten anjeunna tambah parna.
She had gone to many doctors.
Anjeunna tos sering ka tabib.
Perhaps someone said, I believe there's a doctor that can help you.
Ngintan hiji jalmi nyarios, oh, abdi yakin aya hiji tabib anu tiasa nulungan.
So she'd get her hopes up and she'd go and pay that doctor money for treatments.
Anjeunna mareup sareng angkat teras mayar ka tabib keur biayana.
But each time she came away disappointed.
Tapi unggal-unggalna anjeunna kuciwa.
She was no better but kept getting worse.
Tapi batan sager kalah katambahan parna.
And now all of her money was gone.
Hartosna sadayana saep.
It says when she had suffered many things from many physicians and she had spent all of her money.
Anjeunna tos sering diubaran ku tabib-tabib anu seueur sarta anjeunna tos nyaepkeun sadaya artosna.
So now if someone said, "I believe there's a specialist in Jerusalem that could help you."
Hiji jalmi nyarios ngayakinkeun hiji tabib di Yerusalem nu tiasa nulungan.
She would have to say, "But I have no more money for treatment."
Manehna baris ngabaler tapi abdi teu gaduh deui artos.
All hope was gone.
Sadaya harepanana tos sirna.
Also a woman that lived under the Old Testament law as she did.
Saurang istri sapersanjeuna nu hirup dina hukum perjanjian lawas.
Was an unclean woman.
Nyaeta hiji istri nu najis.
When she had an issue of blood in her body.
Waktu sanjeuna ngalaman pendarahan.
Unclean.
Najis.
As an unclean woman, she had to be separated from her husband, her family, her friends.
Istri najis anjeunna kedah dipisahkeun ti sarogena keluargana sareng sobat-sobatna.
And she could not go out into public.
Sarta anjeunna teu tiasa tampil di tempat umum.
If she was to go out into public.
Wami anjeunna aya di tempat umum.
And she was seen by one of the religious leaders, like the ruler of the synagogue.
Karena ketinggalan ku salah seorang ahli Taurat sapertos kepala ibadat.
Oh, she'd be in a lot of trouble. She could be stoned.
Oh, anjeuna baris ngalaman kasulitan, baris dirajam.
If the doctors had been able to help her,
upami tabib tiasa nulunganana,
she would have had to go back to the temple and to the priest or to the ruler of the synagogue and go through the rite of purification.
Hanya kena mulang ka imam ngiring proses pentahiran.
And be declared clean before she could once again go out into public.
Serta dinyatakan tahir satu acana sekali deui tiasa tampil di tempat umum.
It would be a very serious thing for her if she was to be caught out in public by one of the religious leaders.
Hal nu serius pisan upami anjeun kanyawan di tempat umum ku salah saurang ahli Taurat.
One of the rulers of the synagogue.
Salah seorang kepala tempat ibadat.
And so this woman was without hope.
Istri ieu teu gaduh pangharepan.
And she was lonely.
Sarta anjeunna kesepian.
Separated from her family and friends.
Dikucilkeun keluarga sareng rerencanganna.
And it seemed like there was no hope.
Jigana teu aya pangharepan deui.
Each day her blood was just flowing out of her body and she was getting weaker and weaker and was dying.
Unggal dinten getihna ngucur kaluar, langkung parna sarta meh maot.
But we read on.
Tapi urang teraskeun maca.
One day something very powerful happened.
Hiji dinten nu hebat pisan kajantenan.
She heard about Jesus.
Anjeunna ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
When she heard about Jesus.
Barang ngadangu bejana.
It says she came behind him in the crowd.
Tuluy milu saseuleundeup ka pungkureunana.
In her weakened condition she started pushing her way through the crowd.
Dina kaayaanna nu laleuleus terus saseuleundeup.
And she touched his garment.
Sarta anjeunna nyabak jubahna.
For she said,
anjeunna nyarios.
If only I may touch his clothes.
Rek nyabak tungtung jubahna bae aing mah.
I shall be made well.
Moal teu cageur.
The moment that I touch him, I shall be whole.
Waktos abdi nyabakna, abdi baris cageur total.
And she reached out and touched Jesus.
Gap nyabak kana tungtung jubah.
Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Cet ketina ngadadak cageur.
And she felt in her body that she was healed of that affliction.
Tarasa jadi gernah panyakit nu nyusahkeun teh teu geus cageur.
And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue or power had gone out of him,
bareng jeung eta karaos ku Yesus asa aya kasiat nu mencar tina salirana.
He turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?"
Anjeuna luakliut lajeng marisa, "Saha nu nyabak jubah kami?"
But the disciple said to him,
diwangsul ku murid-muridna,
"You see the multitude thronging and you say, 'Who touched me?'"
Nah, marisakeun anu nyabak, tang tos dasa kitu pasedek-sedekna.
And he just kept looking around to see her who had done this thing.
Tapi Yesus tetap luakliut milarian jelemana.
But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her,
munyabakna ngarasa boga dosa, atuh pohara siuneunana,
came and fell down before him,
reuk bae nyuuh kana sampeanana,
and told him the whole truth.
Tuluy ngaku sabenerna bari ngadegdeg.
And he said to her,
tapi Yesus ngalahir,
"Daughter,
geus Nyai,
your faith has made you whole.
Eta teh ku iman Nyai.
Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
Jung ini cing salamat sarta cageur.
When that woman reached out and touched Jesus,
waktos istri eta ngulurkeun panangan nyabak Yesus,
the power of God that was in Jesus flowed into her body.
Kuasa nu aya di lebet Yesus ngalir ka lebet badana.
There's an interesting word used here in verse 30.
Aya kecap anu narik nu digunakeun dina ayat 30.
There was something called virtue or power that flowed out of Jesus.
Hiji hal anu disebut kasiat nu mencar tina salirana.
This word power comes from the Greek word dunamis.
Kasiat asana tina kecap Yunani dunamis.
Dunamis is the word that we get our word dynamic.
Dunamis teh asal nu hartina dinamis.
Or dynamo.
Atawa dinamo.
A dynamo is a high power electric generator.
Hiji dinamo teh generator listrik anu kakuatanana luhur.
Or dunamis is the word from which we get our word today, dynamite.
Dunamis teh kecap di mana salajengna urang mendak istilah ayeuna dinamit.
Dynamite power.
Hasiat dinamit.
The most expressive word for power in the Greek language.
Kitab nu paling nyatakeun perasaan pikeun hasiat dina basa Yunani.
The New Testament was written in.
Nu diserat dina perjanjian anyar.
Something called dunamis or dynamite power flowed out of Jesus.
Nu disebut dunamis atawa khasiat dinamit mencar kaluar ke Yesus.
I tell you, the power of God is real.
Masihan terang saderek kawasa Allah benar-benar nyata.
The power of God is not some little whiff of smoke up by the ceiling.
Kawasa Allah sanes asup anu dugi ka langit imah.
The power of God is not the rosy glow that comes through the stained glass windows of the cathedral on Sunday morning.
Kawasa Allah sanes cahaya beureum anu mantul tina kaca janela gereja.
The power of God was so real and so tangible.
Kawasa Allah nyata pisan sarta ngabukti pisan.
When that power flowed into that woman.
Baktos eta kawasa ngalir ka lebet istri ieu.
It was so powerful.
Cak itu hebatna.
That even though Jesus was pushing his way to the crowd trying to get to Jairus's house.
Waktu Yesus mapa di tengah jalmi ngajugjug imah Jairus.
To raise his daughter from the dead.
Kangge ngagugakeun putrina tina maot.
Jairus was saying, "Come on Jesus, we got to hurry, my daughter is dying."
Jairus nuju nyarios, "Hayo Gusti kedaengal, pun anak meh maot."
And before he got there she died and he had, "Oh, he says, come quick, quick."
Kakaasana dugi putri eta maot, anjeunna nyarios, "Sumping engal, engal."
All of a sudden, something so real and so powerful happened that flowed out of Jesus.
Nungadadak sakitu nyata sareng hebatna nungalir ti Yesus.
Then he stopped and said, "Who touched me?"
Anjeunna ngaranag, "Sanu nganyabak jubah kami?"
And his disciples said, "Jesus, you've been out in the sun too long."
Muridna nyarios, "Yesus, anjeun tos kapanasan lami teuing."
How can you say who touched me? Don't you see all the people pressing up against you? But he just kept looking around to see who had done this thing.
Tapi Yesus ruak liuk milarian jelmana.
Because when that woman touched him in faith, that power that was in Jesus surged into him.
Baktos istri eta nyabak jubahna ku iman kawasa dilebet Yesus di dorong.
It was dynamite power.
Eta teh kawasa dinamit.
It flowed into that woman.
Kawasa eta ngalir ka istri ieu.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
In Luke chapter 4 verse 14.
Dina Lukas 4 ayat 14.
It says that Jesus here in Luke 4:14.
Dicarioskeun Yesus dina Lukas 4 ayat 14.
It says that Jesus returned in the dunamis dynamite power of the Holy Spirit to Galilee.
Upanuyuna Roh Suci, Yesus mulih ka Galilea.
When the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus when he was baptized in the River Jordan.
Baptis Roh Suci lungsur ka Yesus, baptis dibaptis di walungan Yordan.
That dynamite power came into Jesus' body.
Kawasa Roh Allah lebet ka badan Yesus.
Jesus was a walking stick of dynamite.
Yesus teh hiji tongkat dinamit.
And it says in Luke chapter 6 verse 19.
Dicarioskeun dina Lukas pasal 6 ayat 18.
The whole multitude who here in Luke 6:19, the whole multitude sought to touch him.
Jalmi seueur dina Lukas 6 ayat 18 ngusahakeun nyabak Yesus.
For power or dunamis dynamite power was flowing out from him and healing them all.
Lantaran aya kawasa nu kaluar ti salirana sadayana jalmi calageur.
Everybody was reaching out touching Jesus.
Ngajalmi ngusahakeun nyabak Yesus.
Like the woman with the issue of blood.
Kaproses istri anu ngagetih.
Saying, "The moment I touch him, I shall be whole."
Dicarioskeun dina waktos abdi nyabakna bicageuh.
And when they touched him.
Waktos aranjeunna
nyabak.
Like
that woman touched him in faith.
Kaproses istri nu nyabakna ku iman.
The dynamite power surged into their bodies.
Kawasa dinamit lebet ka aranjeunna.
And healed them all.
Kartanya
I tell you, Jesus was a walking stick of dynamite.
Abdi masihan terang, Yesus teh tongkat dinamit.
The power of God that was in Jesus was real.
Kawasa Allah nu aya di lebet Yesus nyata.
Not just some little whiff of smoke.
Kana sengan saukur asup leutik.
I mean real power.
Maksudna kawasa nu nyata.
So real, he just stopped and said, "Who touched me?"
Nepi ka ngaraneg. Saha nu nyaba kami?
He felt it flowing out of him.
Aya tanaga nu kaluar ti salirana.
Dynamite power flowing out of him.
Kawasa dinamit kaluar ti salirana.
This same power was seen in the hands of Paul.
Kawasa nu sami katingal ku panangan Paulus.
In Acts chapter 19.
Dina Kisah Rasul pasal 18.
Verse 11 and 12.
Ayat 11 sareng 12.
Acts 19 verse 11 and 12.
Kisah Rasul 18 ayat 11 sareng 12.
Paul is in the city of Ephesus.
Paulus aya di kota Efesus.
And it says, and God worked extraordinary or unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
Karena dicarioskeun oge Paulus ku Allah dianggo nyatakeun mujizat nu luar biasa.
So even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick.
Mana jaminnya nak sapu tangan asal pilawon urut Paulus diusapkan ke nugering.
And the diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them.
Terus bayi cager, roh jahat oge nyingka.
A lot of people say, Brother Gil, I know that God can heal a cold.
Abdi terang, Allah tiasa nyagerkeun flu.
Or maybe a back pain.
Panginten tonggong nu nyeri oge.
But you see what I have.
Tapi saderek ningali panyakit abdi.
The doctors say no one's ever been healed of that.
Dokter-dokter nyarioskeun moal cager.
Oh, I don't know if God can heal me or not.
Allah nyagerkeun moal.
I got good news for you.
Gaduh warta hade keur saderek.
God specializes.
Allah urang spesialis.
In extraordinary miracles.
Dina mujizat nu luar biasa.
Extraordinary miracles.
Mujizat nu luar biasa.
God worked extraordinary miracles.
Allah midamel mujizat nu luar biasa.
Through the hands of Paul.
Nalangkungan panangan Paulus.
That handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from his body.
Sapu tangan sareng lawon urut anjeunna.
Laid upon the body of the sick.
Ukur diusapkeun ka nu gering.
And the power of God that was transferred into that piece of cloth.
Kuasa Allah nu ditransferkeun ka lawon eta.
Surged into their bodies.
Kadorong ka lebet badan.
And the sicknesses and diseases went out of them.
Panyawat sareng kalemahan kaluar.
The pains went out of their bodies.
Rasa nyeri kaluar.
The evil spirits went out of their bodies.
Roh jahat kaluar.
And they were healed.
Saranjeun salageut.
I tell you, the power of God is real.
Kuasa Allah nyata pisan.
It appears that the same dynamite power that was in Jesus was also in the hands of the great apostle Paul.
Jigana kawasa dinamit kita nusami nuaya di Yesus sareng Paulus.
You know Saint Paul.
Kederek terang Santo Paulus.
The one with the halo.
Jalmi nuaya cahaya dinamastakana.
I tell you, Paul was a real man.
Masihan terang Paulus teh manusia biasa.
And they would just take handkerchiefs or aprons.
Ranjir dengan nyandak sapu tangan sareng lawon.
From his body and lay them on the hands of on the bodies of the sick.
Dina badana teras ngusapkeun ka jalmi anu gering.
Maybe to a distant city.
Penginten ka kota anu jauh.
Could take the power of God that was released out of the hands of Paul into that handkerchief.
Kaderek nyandak kawasa Allah nu dilepaskeun ku Paulus kana sapu tangan.
And just take and lay it on the body of the sick.
Nyandakna sareng ngusapkeun.
And that dynamite power that was in that handkerchief.
Kawasa dinamit nu aya dina sapu tangan.
Would surge into their bodies.
Baris kadorong kalabet badan.
Evil spirit.
Roh jahat.
Took off running.
Tumpat keluar.
The sicknesses and diseases left their bodies. I tell you, the power of God is real.
Panyawat sareng kalemahan cager.
The power of God is real.
Masihan terang kawasa Allah kenyata.
Do you believe in the power of God?
Kawasa Allah kenyata.
Do you believe that the power of God is in this handkerchief?
Percantan yen kawasa Allah aya dina sapu tangan.
How many here have pain or sickness and disease in your body?
Sabaraha di antawi saderek anu nyeri sareng kalemahan.
I want three people to come up here right now that have sickness, a disease or a pain in your body right now.
Tiluan maju ka payun ayeuna ogen ngagaduhan panyakit kalemahan atawa pikasa nyeri.
Oh, thank you Lord.
Oh, atur nuhun Gusti.
As I have been talking,
temtewis abdi nyarios,
I have been releasing the power of God.
Abdi tos ngaleupaskeun kawasa Allah.
Into this handkerchief.
Kalau bisa tangan iu.
That's right. I just want you to stand right here.
Abdi ngan hoyong saderek ngadep.
That's right.
Leres.
I've been letting the power of God flow into this handkerchief.
Abdi ngantepkeun kawasa Allah ngalih kalau bisa tangan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've just released that power that's within me and within my body to flow into this handkerchief.
Abdi nembay ngalupaskeun kawasa pikeun ngalir kana sapu tangan.
I tell you, the power of God is real.
Kawasa Allah nyata pisan.
Paul said, I believe.
Paulus oge percaya.
In the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God.
Kayakinan kana roh sarta kawasa Allah.
Your name is Fred.
Nami saderek teh Fred.
I read right here, your name is Fred.
Maca di dieu nami saderek teh Fred.
That's not a word of knowledge.
Ieu sanes anugerah pangarti.
Fred, do you have a problem in your body right now?
Red nah aya masalah dina badan. Nu bermasalah tapi abdi cinten 5 tahun abdi ka dokter spesialis teu biasa diubaran deui.
Oh, that's easy with God.
Oh, ieu gampil wae ka Allah.
That's easy with God.
Ieu gampil ka Allah.
Do you believe in the power of God, Fred?
Percantan kawa salah, Fred.
Do you believe the power of God's in that handkerchief?
Aya dina sapu tangan.
You do.
Percaya?
What's going to happen when I lay this handkerchief on?
Nanu baris kejadian waktu sabdi ngusapkan sapu tangan.
It'll be opened up and I hear.
Cepil eta baris dicagurkeun.
That sounds like the woman with the issue of blood.
Kadanguna sapertos istri nu ngageti.
The moment that I touch him, I shall be whole.
Waktu sabdi ngajamahna abdi dicagurkeun.
Is that right?
Baris kitu.
The moment the power of God goes into me, I'll be whole.
Atos kawasa Allah lebet ka abdi, abdi dicagurkeun.
Do you believe the power of God's in that handkerchief, friend?
Percanten kawasa Allah aya di usap petangan, Fred.
Are you ready to receive it?
Nah, saderek siap nampina.
Here it comes.
Ieu kawasa, ieu kawasa, ieu kawasa. Dina nama
Yesus.
Kawasa Allah
lebet.
Kawasa Allah kan teuli.
Atur nuhun rama. Thank you for your power. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just put that on the
name of Jesus.
Yes. Oh, praise God. Oh, you have a pain in your body.
Naraos badan nyeri.
Where is the pain in your body?
Bagian mana nyeri?
Right down here.
Pasti dia.
In the hip.
Dina imit.
Right down here in the hip.
Pasti dia dina imit.
Right down, all the way down the leg.
Terasi dia lungsur kanu sampean.
Oh, good.
Nah, saya.
Muy bien. Very good.
Ada pisan.
Oh, you say, Brother Gil, how can you say that?
Oh, saudara Gil, kumaha saudara nyaros kitu.
Oh, because we get to see a demonstration of the power of God.
Karena uang ningal demonstrasi kuasa Allah. Leres.
You believe in the power of God.
Saudara percantan karena kuasa Allah.
Amen.
Amin.
What's going to happen when I lay this handkerchief on you?
Tahun uka jantanan waktu sabi nyimpen sapu tangan dia.
Healing in my body.
You will have a healing in your body.
Abdi dicagurkan.
The moment I lay this handkerchief on you,
waktu sabi nyimpen sapu tangan iya.
The power of God's going to go into that leg.
Kuasa Allah karena sampaian.
Into that hip.
Karena imit.
Are you ready?
Sudah siap.
Are you ready?
Sudah siap.
Here it comes.
Kita kawasa.
There it is.
Iya teh adina. Hatur nuhun Gusti. Kuasa Allah menuju.
All the way down into that hip.
Luncur karena imit.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, the power of God is all over him.
Maksudna
the power of God is all over him.
Kawasa Allah menuju.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Nuhun Gusti.
Oh, thank
Gusti.
You, Jesus. I mean, the power of God is real.
Kawasa
the power
nyata.
Of God
kawasa
is real.
Nyata pisan.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Nuhun Gusti.
Thank you, Lord.
Gusti.
Thank you, Lord.
Gusti.
Thank you for your power.
Anjir.
Oh, praise you, Father. That power is just surging right down into his
kawasana
hip.
Lebat kan
in Jesus' name. In Jesus'
lebat
name.
Yesus.
Oh, thank you for
lebat
your power,
Yesus.
Lord. Thank you for your power,
nuhun.
Thank you for your power, oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Oh,
dilebet nama Yesus.
What happened to the pain?
Naon nyeri?
Check it out.
Periksa.
What happened to the pain?
Kumarasana.
The healing.
No pain.
Nyeri.
Move around.
Beriling.
Who did that for you?
Tahan nyagurkan.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
Christ.
Kawasana nyata pisan.
His power is real, isn't it? His power is real.
Kawasananya tapi saya.
Oh, amen. Move around some more.
Amin. Nguriling deui.
No pain.
Nyeri.
No pain.
Nyeri.
Thank you, Jesus.
Atur nuhun Yesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, puji Tuhan.
Well, go rejoicing.
Nah, sing gembira.
Oh, you've got pain in your body.
Yes, I do.
Aya nu nyeri.
Where is the pain?
I have sinus problems which causes a tension in my
mana
neck and
nyeri?
Shoulders and back.
Habis gaduh masalah sinus nu neken karena beung tak-tak sang tongol.
It's just all the way down tension in your neck and in your back.
Kawasa lungsur nekenan di nu beung sang tongol.
Is it hurting right now?
Yes, it is.
Nah, nyeri.
Hurting right now.
Nyeri ayeuna.
Oh, good.
Oh, sae.
You say, Brother Gil, how can you say?
Saudara Gil, kumaha tiasa nyeros kitu.
Because we get to see a demonstration of the power of God.
Lantaran baris ningal demonstrasi kawasa Allah.
Are you ready?
Nah, saudara siap.
Do you believe the power of God is in that handkerchief?
Percanten karena kawasa Allah di sapu tangan.
You believe the power of God is real.
Percanten kawasa Allah nyata.
What is going to happen when I lay this handkerchief on you?
Naon uka jantenan abdi nyimpen sapu tangan.
I will no longer have sinus problems that I've had for all my life.
Abdi teu ngagaduan deui masalah sinus di nu ngaganggu.
And what's going to happen to the pain?
The pain is going to be gone.
Tarta naon anu baris kajantenan?
That's faith talk.
Ieu iman nu nyarios.
That's like the woman with the issue of blood.
Yesa pertos istri nu ngageti.
The moment I touch him.
Di waktu abdi abdi bari sageun.
Are you ready for me to lay this handkerchief on?
Nampi abdi nyimpen saputangan.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Ieu teu kawasa.
Ieu teu kawasa. Oh, the power of God is just going to her right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it's just flowing all over her body. Oh, Father, we just thank you for it right now. There it is. There it is. Just flowing. Flowing into her sinuses. Into her back. All up and down to the tension in her neck.
That's the power of God.
That's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. The power of God just flowing. The power of God just all over her right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Aturun Yesus.
That's right.
Aturun Yesus.
Drink it in.
Leras.
Drink it in.
Tampi baik.
Drink it in.
Tampi baik.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Aturun Yesus.
Father, we
Rama abdi sadaya muji syukur kanjing.
Just pour it in her right now. In Jesus' name.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
I tell you, the power of God is real.
Dimasihan terang kawasa Allah ternyata.
The power of God is real.
Kawasa Allah nyata pisan.
How many of you believe in the power of God?
Barasieur di antara bisa derek anu percanten kana kawasalah.
You believe the power of God is real?
Masa derek percanten kawasalah ternyata.
I say the power of God is just flowing into these bodies right now.
Masih anterang kawasalah nembe ngalir kana badan-badan.
The power of God is just flowing here right now.
Kawasalah nembe ngalir di dieu ayeuna.
Same power that we read about in the New Testament.
Kawasalah nu sami baca di perjanjian anyar.
Is flowing right here right now.
Nuju ngalir di mana bae saderek aya.
It's flowing where you are right now.
Kawasa ngalir ayeuna.
That is the power of God.
Ieu kawasa Allah.
Yes, it is.
Ya, tah ieu.
That's the power of God.
Ieu kawasa Allah.
But you say, Brother Gil.
Abi sadereknya rek saderek Gil.
What does that have to do with me?
Nah, eta lumaku kang abdi.
I'm just an ordinary believer.
Abdi ngan saurang percaya.
Oh, I know that that power was in Jesus.
Oh, abdi terang kawasa eta aya di lebet.
I know that that power was in
Abdi terang yen kawasa eta di lebet Paulus.
You know Saint Paul with the halo.
Tanto Paulus ayat cahaya.
His feet didn't touch the ground.
Nusukuna tenapak.
I know that that power is in the great healing evangelist.
Kawasa eta aya di na panginjil hebat anu nyageukeun.
But what does that have to do with me?
Tapi nah eta biasa pikeun urang.
I'm just an ordinary believer.
Abdi ngan saurang percanten biasa.
Jesus said.
Yesus nyarios.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Dina Kisah Rasul pasal 1 ayat 8.
You shall receive power.
Anjeuna bari sinampi kawasa.
When the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
Wami Roh Kudus lungsur ka anjeuna.
You know what that word power is in Acts 1:8?
Naon kawasa dina Kisah Rasul 1 ayat 8?
You guessed it.
Teguh.
Dynamite.
Dinamit.
Dynamite.
Dinamit.
Dynamite power.
Kawasa dinamit.
The same power that was in Jesus.
Sami aya di lebet Yesus.
The same power that was in Paul.
Sami di lebet Paulus.
Jesus said.
Yesus nyarios.
You will receive power.
Anjeun bari sinampi
kawasa. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
Upami Roh Suci lungsur ka anjeun.
And that word power is dunamis dynamite power.
Kecap kawasa hartina dinamis kawasa dinamis.
You're a walking stick of dynamite.
Saderek teh tongkat dinamis.
If you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues.
Upami saderek tos nampi baptisan Roh Suci sarta nyarios dina basa roh.
When you walked into this the room, the power of God walked into this room.
Waktu saderek lebet kerohangan kawasa Allah nyerengan.
If you receive the baptism and the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues, you are a walking stick of dynamite.
Upami saderek nampi baptisan Roh Suci nyarios dina basa roh saderek teh tongkat dinamit.
But we pray.
Tapi urang nanada.
Oh God.
Oh Gusti.
Send the power.
Kirimkeun kawasa anjeun.
Oh please God, won't you send your power?
Turungan Gusti naha anjeun hoyong ngirimkeun kawasa.
Oh God. Send your power.
Kintunkeun kawasa anjeun.
I need your power.
Abdi merlukeun kawasa anjeun.
Oh, just a minute, lady. What happened to the pain? Come here.
Entosan ibu naon anu kajantenan nyeri? Kadieu.
No pain.
No pain.
Anu nyeri.
It's gone. Yes, and it's up. I can breathe very freely.
And you're breathing freely.
Ibu tos tiasa ngarenghap mira.
Jesus did.
Yesus numbi damelna.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Kuatur nun Gusti.
So we say, oh Jesus, send the power from on high.
Yesus ngirimkeun kawasana ti tempat
luhur. You know, if God answered that prayer.
Allah ngajawab doa.
And sent you any more power.
Sarta ngirimkeun saderek kawasan ulah
kumaha. What you receive when you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Waktu saderek nampi baptisan Roh Suci.
You'd blow up.
Saderek baris guliga.
You would explode.
Saderek baris betus.
We do not have a power problem.
Urang teu ngagaduhan hiji masalah kawasa.
We've got the dynamite power on the inside of us.
Urang ngagaduhan kawasa dinamit di lebet diri urang.
We're walking sticks of dynamite.
Urang teh tongkat dinamit.
Oh, you say brother Gil.
Oh, saderek nyareos saderek Gil.
If I've got all that power on the inside of me.
Pami abdi ngagaduhan kawasa di lebet diri abdi.
Why don't I see more miracles?
Nah, abdi teu ningali langkung
seueur mujizat. Why don't I see more miracles everywhere I go?
Nah, abdi teu ningali langkung seueur mujizat ka mana wae.
I'm glad you asked.
Abdi bungah saderek naros.
Let's go back.
Hayu urang ningali deui.
To the story of the woman with the issue of blood.
Kisah istri anu nyeri pendarahan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see somewhere
saderek ningal di tempat
around here
disabudeureun ieu
is a high power electric generator.
Aya generator listrik anu kakuatanana ageung.
A dynamo.
Hiji dinamo.
Generating high power electricity.
Ngasilkeun arus listrik anu kakiatanana.
That electricity goes through big transformers into big wires.
Ayeuna listrik eta ngalir ngalangkungan trapo ageung kawat-kawat.
It comes down the street and comes into this building.
Listrik eta turun ka jalan-jalan sarta lebet ka bangunan.
But with all of that power in this building.
Tapi ku sadaya listrik dina wangunan ieu.
We could be sitting here in the dark right now.
Urang teh sacalik di dina poek ayeuna.
And till someone comes in.
Dugi ka hiji jalmi lebet.
And turns on the switch.
Tartama mencet tombol.
And lets the power flow.
Teras ngantepkeun listrik ngalir.
I'm going to teach you how to find the switch.
Abdi ngajarkeun nimukeun tombol eta.
To let the power flow.
Ngantepkeun kawasa ngalir.
Let's go back to Mark chapter 5 about the story with a woman with the issue of blood.
Urang mulang ka Injil Markus pasal 5 ngeunaan kisah istri nu nyeri pendarahan.
This woman had suffered many things of many physicians.
Istri ieu sering diubaran ku tabib.
She was no better, she just kept getting worse.
Sanes sageur malah langkung parna.
Lonely and separated from her friends.
Kesepian sarta dikucilkeun ku batur-baturna.
All hope was gone.
Geus teu aya harepan.
But then in verse 27.
Tapi lajeng dina ayat 27.
One day this woman heard about Jesus.
Hiji dinten ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
She heard about Jesus.
Ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
What happens when we hear the word of God?
Naon kajantenan wartos ngadangu dawuhan Allah?
The Bible says.
Alkitab nyeureuskeun.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Iman tina dadanguan sarta dadanguan tina dawuhan Kristus.
In Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Dina Roma 10 ayat 17, iman ayat tina dadanguan sarta dadanguan tina dawuhan Kristus.
One day this woman heard the word of God.
Dina hiji dinten istri ngadangu dawuhan Allah.
She heard about Jesus.
Anjeunna ngadangu ngeunaan Yesus.
And faith came.
Teras iman aya.
The word faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Iman aya tina dadanguan kana dawuhan Allah.
The word there in for the word of God is not the general word of God, the logos of God.
Di dieu kangge dawuhan Allah, sanes dawuhan Allah kanu umum, logos Allah.
But it's the Greek word rhema of God.
Tapi ieu kata Yunani rhema Allah.
Rhema is when the Holy Spirit takes the word, the logos of God, and makes it come alive and personal to you.
Rema teh waktos Roh Suci nyandak dawuhan, logos Allah sarta ngajantenkeun hirup sarta pribadi pikeun saderek.
It's like a light just went on.
Ieu saperti lampu nu anyar hurung.
And you go wow.
Saderek nyaris wow.
That's my answer.
Ieu waleran abdi.
That's what I've been looking for.
Ieu naon utos di tangan ku
abdi. God just put a new verse in my Bible.
Allah nembe nyimpen ayat anyar dina Alkitab.
Wow.
Wow.
Everybody say wow.
Unggal jalmi nyaris wow.
Say wow!
Teruskan wow!
That's when you know that the rhema word of God has come.
Ieu teh waktu saderek terang yen rhema dawuhan Allah tesumping.
I believe this woman got a wow when she heard about Jesus.
Perjantan istri ieu keung wow waktu ngadangukeun ngeunaan Yesus.
Faith leaped into her spirit.
Iman dilebet ku rohna.
She got up out of her bed.
Ayeuna gugah tina kasurna.
Her family must have said, "Oh no, mother, lay down."
Keluarganya rios, "Oh henteu ibu, teras ngongoler."
Don't you know you're dying? You've got to conserve your strength.
Na teu terangan jeung bade maot ulah awak kagugah.
She says, "Get out of my way."
Ayeuna nya rios, angkat anjeun ti dieu.
I'm going to get to Jesus.
Abdi hoyong nemonan Yesus.
Oh no, mother.
Oh, tekenging ibu.
You can't go out in public.
Ibu teu acan tiasa di tempat umum.
You can't go out in public, they'll stone you.
Aranjeuna baris meledogan ku batu.
If the religious leader saw you.
Upami ahli-ahli toret ningali ibu.
If the ruler of the synagogue saw you.
Upami kapal tempat ibadah ningali ibu.
They can stone you.
Aranjeun tiasa ngaranjam ibu.
Lay down, mother.
Nagoler deui ibu.
She says, "Get out of my way."
Aranjeuna nyarios, "Ini ti dieu."
I'm going to get to Jesus.
Abdi hoyong nemonan Yesus.
She started pushing her way through the crowd.
Anjeunna ngalangkungan riungan jalmi seueur.
I tell you, when faith comes,
masihan terang iman aya,
you're unstoppable.
Teu tiasa dieureunkeun.
I tell you, your weakness cannot stop you.
Masihan terang, kalemahan saderek teu tiasa ngahalangan.
Your feelings will not stop.
Perasaan saderek teu tiasa ngahalangan.
Your traditions cannot stop.
Tradisi saderek teu tiasa ngahalangan.
Not, you're unstoppable when faith comes into your spirit.
Teu tiasa dihalangan waktos iman dina roh saderek.
Pushing her way to the crowd, catching up to Jesus.
Anjeunna ngadorong dirina ngalangkungan jalmi seueur ngudag Yesus.
And guess who was with Jesus?
Teguh saha nu sareng Yesus.
Guess who was with Jesus?
Teguh saha nu sareng Yesus.
Jairus.
Jairus.
The ruler of the synagogue.
Kepala tempat ibadat.
Time to go home.
Waktosna ngangge mulang.
And hide.
Sarta nyumput.
But I tell you, your religious leaders cannot stop you when faith comes.
Masihan terang dina roh saderek.
When faith comes in your spirit.
Waktu aya imam di roh saderek.
Something happens on the inside of you.
Kajantenan dilebet diri saderek.
You overcome the fear of man.
Saderek ngilehkeun rasa sieun ka manusia.
Your religious leaders.
Kepala rumah ibadah.
The ridicule of others.
Hinaan jalmi sanes.
The failures of the past.
Kagagalan dina waktu kapengker.
That woman was saying, "Get out of my way, I'm going to get to Jesus."
Istri eta nyarios, "Indit."
She was moving into bold action.
Anjeunna nuju lumaku, nuju tindakan
paralelna. And she opened her mouth and she began to speak words out of her mouth.
Anjeunna muka bahamna sarta ngawitan ngucapkeun.
What was she saying?
Naon anu dicarioskeun ku anjeun?
I've tried all the doctors and they couldn't help me. Maybe I'll just go and try Jesus.
Oh, abdi tos palandong ka tabib. Tapi teu tiasa nulungan. Abdi bade mios ka Yesus.
Maybe he'll feel sorry for me.
Panginten anjeunna ngampura abdi.
And heal me.
Nyageurkeun abdi.
Is that what she said?
Naon ku anjeun dicarioskeun?
What did she say?
Naon ku anjeun dicarioskeun?
The moment that I touch him, I shall be whole.
Dina waktos abdi nyabak jubahna, abdi bari sageur total.
If it's faith, it's speaking.
Kita iman anu nyarios.
The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise.
Kebenaran lantaran iman nyarios sapertos kitu.
In Romans 10:6.
In Roma 10 ayat 6.
Righteousness of faith is always speaking.
Tapi kebenaran lantaran iman nyarios kitu.
And it's speaking faith-filled words.
Ieu teh cariosanu pinuh iman nu nyarios.
And she is saying, the moment I touch him.
Anjeunna nyarios dina waktos nyabak jubahna.
When I touch him, I shall be whole.
Abdi baris cager total.
I mean right now.
Maksud abdi ayeuna oge.
That woman touched him in faith.
Istri eta nyabak anjeunna ku iman.
And faith is always now.
Iman teh ayeuna.
Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
You see, Hebrews chapter 11 begins with an interesting word.
Derek ningal Ibrani pasal 11 ngawitan aya hiji kecap anu nari.
In verse 1.
Dina ayat nu kahiji.
This greatest chapter on faith in all the Bible.
Pasal nu pangageungna ngeunaan iman.
Begins with the word now.
Ngawitan ku kecap.
Now faith is the substance of things you've been hoping for.
Iman teh dasar ti sagala nu kurang dipiharep.
The evidence of things not yet seen.
Terang buktos ti sagala hal nu katingal.
If it's faith.
Ieu teh iman.
It's now faith.
Iman ayeuna.
You cannot receive your healing or release the power of God to flow by hoping.
Terek teu bisa nyageurkeun ngaleupaskeun kawasa Allah pikeun ngalir ku pangharepan.
You cannot have faith that you're going to get healed tomorrow.
Saderek teu tiasa iman yen saderek cageur itu.
Ieu teh
harepan.
Thank God, the revelation of God's word, the logos of God reveals and brings hope into our life.
Haturun Gusti kanggo pernyataan Allah sareng nyandak harepan kalebet hirup urang.
But when we get our wow.
Tapi waktu urang agrok wow.
When the light comes on.
Waktu lampu ru.
And faith comes by hearing the rhema of God.
Iman ayat tinang adang rhema Allah.
And we go wow.
Urang agrok wow.
It's right now.
Ayeuna oge.
Faith comes.
Iman datang.
And if it's faith, it's now faith.
Upami ieu teh iman, ieu iman ayeuna.
Thank God that we can have hope.
Hatulun Gusti abdi tiasa ngagaduan harepan.
But it has to come that time when faith becomes the substance of things we've been hoping for.
Tapi dugi waktosna iman janten hiji poko harepan.
And that woman said, the moment I touch him.
Istri eta nyarios waktos abdi nyabak anjeuna.
I might get a little better.
Penginten abdi bari sekedik langkung saya.
Oh no.
Oh henteu.
I shall be whole.
Abdi bade cager pisan.
I like that.
Abdi resep kana eta.
That's faith talk.
Ieu teh iman anu nyarios.
The moment that I touch it.
Waktos abdi nyabak anjeuna.
The moment I lay my hands on the sick.
Waktos abdi numpangkeun panangan kanu gering.
They shall be whole.
Anjeuna cager bener.
I tell you something else about faith.
Abdi mesihan terang anu sanes ngeunaan iman.
If it's faith.
Upami ieu iman.
It's always in action.
Ieu sok ngarupikeun lampah.
It's always in action if it's faith.
Mangrupikeun lampah upami aya iman.
James says,
Yakobus nyarios,
faith without works or corresponding action is dead.
Iman teh disarengan padamelan, iman teh mati.
Faith without actions is dead.
Iman tanpa padamelan, iman teh maot.
This woman moved into action.
Istri eta ngamidamel.
She was advancing.
Anjeunna teras maju.
She was going to get to Jesus.
Angkat pikeunnyangkeutan Yesus.
She pushed her way to the crowd.
Adorong dirina ngalangkungan riungan jalmi.
And she reached out and touched him.
Anjeunna ngulurkeun panangan nyabak jubahna.
The moment.
Dina waktu eta.
That she touched him in faith.
Waktu anjeunna nyabak jubahna ku iman.
Dynamite power that was in Jesus.
Kawasa dinamit nu aya di Yesus.
Surged into her body.
Kadorong kalebet badana.
And she was instantly healed.
Harita anjeunna dicageurkeun.
By the dynamite power of God.
Ku kawasa dinamit Allah.
And Jesus said to the woman.
Sarta Yesus nyarios ka istri eta.
Woman.
Nyai.
Your faith has made you whole.
Iman anjeun nu nyelametkeun.
Oh, you say Brother Gil.
Sarere Gil.
I thought it was the dynamite power that made her whole.
Abdi mikir ieu teh kawasa dinamit nu nyageurkeun total.
Was it her faith or was it the power?
Iman anu nyageurkeun atanapi kawasa?
You see, faith is the switch.
Saderek, iman teh tombol.
Faith is the switch.
Iman teh tombol.
That lets the power flow.
Nu midamel kawasa ngalir.
Faith is the switch.
Iman teh tombol.
When we lay hands on the sick.
Waktu surang nyimpen panangan kanu gering.
All we have to do is turn on the switch of faith.
Nukeda dipidamel tengah urungkeun tombol iman.
And let the power of God flow.
Sarta ngantepkeun kawasa Allah ngalir.
You're a walking stick of dynamite.
Saderek teh tongkat dinamit.
And Jesus said.
Tereng Yesus nyarios.
Lay your hands on the sick.
Ami anjeun nyimpen panangan kanu gering.
They shall recover.
Anjeun nyageurkeun.
You lay your hands on the sick in faith.
Waktu saderek nyimpen panangan kanu gering ku iman.
You just turn on the switch of faith.
Saderek ngahurungkeun tombol iman.
And you let that dynamite power that's within you flow.
Saderek ngantepkeun kawasa dinamit nu aya di saderek.
Flow.
Ngalir.
Into the lives of others.
Kalebet hirup jalmi-jalmi sanes.
That woman.
Anjeunna nyarios nyai.
Your faith has made you whole.
Iman anjeun tos nyelametkeun anjeun.
Faith comes by hearing the wow of God.
Iman aya nu kadangukeun wow ti Allah.
Have you received your wow today?
Na saderek tos nampi wow saderek dinten
ieu. Have you received your wow?
Na saderek tos nampi wow saderek.
Do you feel that faith surging into your spirit?
Na saderek ngaraoskeun iman kadorong kalebet tros saderek.
Right now, as you've been hearing the word of God.
Ayeuna waktu saderek ngadangukeun dawuhan Allah.
Something's been happening on the inside of you.
Hiji hal tos kajantunan di lebet saderek.
You discovered that when you receive the baptism and the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues.
Waktu saderek nampi baptisan Roh Suci nyarios dina basa roh.
That you receive the dynamite power of God.
Saderek tos nampi kawasa dinamit Allah.
You have exactly the same power in you that was in Jesus. Exactly the same power that was in the hands of the Apostle Paul. You are a walking stick of dynamite. And you found out how to turn on the switch. The switch of faith.
Tombol iman.
To open your mouth.
Bikin muka baham saderek.
And say the moment.
Sarta kanggo nyarius kena.
That I lay my hands upon a person.
Dina waktu sabdi nyimpen panangan ka hiji jami.
The moment that I lay my hands on the sick.
Dina waktu sabdi nyimpen panangan ka nu gering.
Jesus said.
Yesus ngadawu.
They shall recover.
Aranjeun bari sageur.
I believe.
Abdi percanten.
I don't doubt.
Abdi teu ragu.
I believe.
Abdi percanten.
That's faith.
Ieu teh iman.
I got my wow.
Pengin wow.
I know.
Abdi terang.
And I lay hands on the sick.
Dan abdi waktu simpen panangan ka nu gering.
They shall recover.
Aranjeuna baris dicageurkeun.
I'm going to turn on the switch of faith everywhere I go.
Abdi baris ngurungkeun tombol iman ka mana wae abdi.
I'm going to let the power of God flow.
Abdi baris ngantep kawasa Allah ngalir.
We were in a meeting in Hong Kong.
Kadaya nuju ngayakeun pertemuan di Hong Kong.
There was a young lady that came on crutches.
Aya wanoja nganggo tongkat kelek.
One leg was completely normal, the other leg was looked like an elephant's leg.
Disuku sampurna nusanesna sapertos gajah.
It was all wrapped with an elastic bandage.
Eta sampean dibungkus ku perban elastis.
She's standing there on those crutches in pain.
Ngadeg dirinya ku tongkat nahan kanyeri.
Came out of the hospital to those meetings.
Anjeuna kaluar ti rumah sakit pikeun sumping ka pertemuan.
I knew I had the power of God on the inside of me.
Abdi ngagaduhan kawasa Allah di lebet diri abdi.
And I reached down.
Abdi ngulurkeun panangan.
And I turned on the switch of faith.
Ngawurungkeun tombol iman.
And I said, Jesus.
Abdi nyareos, Yesus.
And it looked like I had stuck a pin in a balloon.
Eta saperos abdi nusukeun paniti kana hiji balon.
That leg just went shoo.
Tukuna cager.
The elastic bandage fell around her ankle.
Perban elastis murag kan pungkasan.
One crutch went this way and one crutch went that way.
Tongkat dibarangkeun ka ditu ka dieu.
She says the pain is gone.
Jeuna nyarios nyerina leungit.
It was completely normal.
Eta cager total.
And she took off running.
Jeuna lumpat.
Around that auditorium.
Muriling.
Walking and leaping and praising God.
Leumpang sarta luluncatan sareng muji Allah.
I was ministering in Mexico.
Abdi ngalayanan di Meksiko.
There were many people that had come to the front of the church.
Terjalmi ka payun mimbar.
There was one lady who had a big cancerous tumor on the side of her neck.
Aya istri nu ngagaduhan tumor ganas di beungna.
It looked like a big black balloon that pushed up on her ear and came and laid across her shoulder.
Tumorna sapertos balon hideung nyurungkeun cepilna ka luhur nyeng celaeuna tatakna.
But I knew that I had the power of God on the inside of me.
Abdi terang, abdi ngagaduhan kawasa Allah dina
diri. I knew how to turn on that switch of faith.
Abdi terang kumaha ngahurungkeun tombol iman.
And I just walked over.
Abdi nya ketanan jeuna.
Just laid hands on her.
Nyimpen panangan ka anjeuna.
I just tapped it and said, Jesus.
Abdi nganepak sarta nyeros Yesus.
Power of God hits her.
Kawasalah kena kanjeuna.
She hits the floor.
Anjeuna tigeledug di lantai.
I start on down ministering to other people.
Ngawitan ngalayanan jalmi sanes.
I hear screaming.
Abdi ngadangu anjeuna ngajerit.
I run back down.
Abdi mulang ka handap.
They're helping her back to her feet.
Anjeuna nuju ngabarantuan ngadeg.
And the tumor is completely gone.
Sarta tumor eta leungit.
The discoloration is all gone.
Tumor hideung eta tos leungit.
She was completely healed.
Anjeuna dicageurkeun.
When that dunamis dynamite power flowed out of my body into her body.
Waktu kawasa dinamis, kawasa dinamit ngalir ti abdi kanjeuna.
All we have to do, Jesus said.
Cariosan Yesus kedah dipidamel.
Is to lay our hands on the sick.
Nyimpen panangan kanu gering.
And this is a sign that would follow those that believe.
Ieu hiji tanda anu baris nyarengan ka aranjeun nu percanten.
To believe means to turn on that switch of faith.
Percanten hartos ngahurungkeun tombol iman.
And let the power of God flow.
Karta ngantepkeun kawasa Allah ngalir.
Everywhere we go.
Kamana urang mios.
Signs and wonders follow us.
Tanda-tanda sareng padamelan ajaib nyerengan.
I'm in the fivefold ministry as an apostle or an evangelist of God.
Lain pada pelayanan segi lima, rasul atau panggil Allah.
Because I'm a believer.
Lain eta nyerengan abdi lantaran abdi percanten. Abdi nimukeun tombol eta.
Today you know where the switch is.
Dinten ieu saderek terang di mana tombol eta ayeuna.
You must believe what Jesus said.
Nu kedah dipidamelnya eta percanten ka Yesus.
All you have to do. is obey what Jesus said.
Nu kada dipida mah nyaeta taat.
And turn on that switch of faith.
Hubungkeun tombol iman eta.
Let the power of God flow.
Antepkeun kawasa Allah ngalir.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saudara.